So Rashi seems to think that the prohibition of calling someone by a negative name means something which is objectively negative, embarrassing. It's just, he doesn't get embarrassed by it anymore, right? It used to be embarrassing, but whatever at this point, you know, which is true of a lot of things, right? No matter how embarrassing it was at the beginning, once it loses, right? Once you're just used to it, so it rolls off of you, even if it is objectively, you know, a derogatory name. Now, the fundamental question that we have to ask in the sugya that's going to come up over and over again is, okay, well, why is it usur to call someone by a nickname that no longer embarrasses them? So one possibility is to say, no, really, the prohibition, this is a subset of Malbin Chavir Barabim or something like that. The chiddush of nicknames is that even when it's no longer embarrassing, since you meant to hurt them or you... it is embarrassing, or something like that. So it's usur, right? But it, fundamentally, this is a subset of this whole category of dvarim, of malbin chavir berabim, etc. And it really is about embarrassing them. It's just that the chiddush is that there's some that even when it's no longer actively painful, so it's still within that category. The other direction, as we'll see, is to say no. This is not like just like Rashi. The malbin chavir berabim is just, you know, another type of malbin. Calling someone by nickname is just malbin chavir berabim. There may be a second level to it, which is that not the negative aspect, but the positive aspect. That there's a chiyuv to give someone his name, to be mechabed him by calling him by his name. Mechana, shame, lechaveiro isn't ra is part of it, but even being mechana shame at all, or giving someone a nickname, even a totally parav nickname, may be related to this prohibition. and it's not just about the you know the malbin side of it. So as we'll see, these are the two directions that are really developed in the poskim. So if we look at the Rambam says as follows: Kol echad ve'echad me'esrim v'arba anashim elu shemaninu afal pi shehein mi'Yisrael ein lohem chilek lolam haba. The Rambam lists 24 types of people who have no chilek in olam haba. These sources are still from last time, right? We haven't gotten to them yet. V'yesh averos kalos me'elu, but there are light averos, so to speak. V'afal pikein omru chachamim shehir sharagil behen enlem chilek olam haba. Which, you don't get a chilek in olam haba. U'chidai hein le'esrachim hein le'esar ben. You should be really careful about them. V'elu hein. So what are they? Hamachan Hashem l'chavero. If you call somebody by a nickname, v'akor l'chavero v'chinuyav, or you call him by his nickname. So it sounds like from the Rambam these are two different things, right? One, the person who creates the nickname, and the other one who calls him by the nickname, right? Mechaneh Shem L'Chavero is not really you, right? Call him by his nickname is you give him a nickname, and a Korah L'Chavero B'Chinuyav is you call him by his nickname. So the Kesef Mishnah comments on this, and he says, "Nirem b'dvarav." It seems that the Rambam's position is that the idash be b'shmei v'zeinu miskaven lehachlimo disharei uvalchein levavos who yodeya. So Rashi, right now he's commenting on Rashi. Rashi seems to think, as we saw, that it's only prohibited to call somebody by a nickname if you mean to embarrass him. The only difference is between actual Malbin Chaver Baram and Mechana Shemra is whether he's currently embarrassed. But the point is that the prohibition is because you mean to embarrass him. V'rabbeinu, but the Rambam says, causes Mechana Shem, v'lo causes Shemra. But the Rambam doesn't say it's about shame ra, he just says shame. V'nira li, she causes of Kain l'rambos ha'dedash be'vishme. So maybe all he means is, even if he's used to it, so it's no longer negative, she kvar einir bein of shame ra, v'fil ochi osir. I'm not sure where the Rambam gets all this. At least the second one, right? So he skips the next line. He says, "V'yesh lomer l'das rabbeinu haynu korei l'chavero b'chinu yav haynu mechan Hashem l'chavero kevan da omro." Da'afilu dash bebishmei im kain eino hamechane harishon ve'efsher shemashmos mechana haino mechane harishon u'mash amru afal pita dash bebishmei laman rabbeinu likro lechaver bechinuyav v'huadin v'tzaruch iyon. So the Kesef Mishnah said, how did the Rambam know that there's two separate isurim, mechana shem lechavero v'akorei lechaver bechinuyav? Because the Gemara starts off by saying mechana shem lechavero yav no chelag no lahaba, and then the Gemara says afilu dash bebishmei, which means that Right? Dashma Bishmeis clearly once he already has a nickname. But the Kesef Mishnah himself assumes, right, he's not convinced by this, right? Tzarach Iyun. He thinks that the real prohibition, what's so egregious, you don't have a chelok in Olam Haba, is not just calling someone by a nickname. He thinks it's the person who gives him the nickname, right? That's the really egregious sin, is when you give somebody a nickname, you are the, to use the nickname is a secondary yeser. But the real one, which you get in Olam Haba, his intuition at least is to say that's Mechane Hashem L'Chavero, and he's not totally convinced by the Rambam's doubling up of Isurim here.
How does this reading of the Rambam supposed to be read back into the Gemara? The Gemara says...
You're right. I agree with you. The problem is that the Gemara, right, seems to say it's one big Isser, right? Mechane Hashem L'Chavero, afil dash be
b'shmei. Not even that, but the Gemara is... We're assuming here we're talking about something far. The Gemara says... that Malvim Chavero is the same as Mechan Hashem Ra, and the case of Dash Be B'Shmei is supposed to somehow...
Oh, no, so the Kesef Mishnah assumes that it's all negative.
Okay.
But the Kesef Mishnah assumes it's all negative, and he says, when the Ram doesn't say Ra, he means, what he means is, I feel Dash Be B'Shmei, that even if you don't see it as Ra, but it is Ra. And that's how he reads it back into the Gemara. Okay. Right, he somewhat conflates Rashi and Rambam.
And the Rambam says, Vehergil, that means you have to do this a lot?
I mean, it sounds like it, yeah.
Correct.
Right. And that's what seems to be clear from the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that even though it's a mitzvah kala, the reason I'm going to call it Rambam Habba is if you do it all the time, right, that's when it is...
So this ends up the same as Rashi, basically, at the end.
Similar, yeah. I think that the Kesef Mishnah definitely wants to move the Rambam towards Rashi, except that he's convinced that the Rambam thinks there's two Isurim, which Rashi doesn't have. Right? Mechan Hashem. Or, sorry, the Kesef Mishnah himself assumes that those are two prohibitions. Right? He's not totally clear on what the Rambam says.
I thought Hamavi Pnei Chaverim Aravim was, like, super serious. It's, like, killing somebody. So why,
correct, but...
Why did he call that an Avera Kala? Include that under Avera Kala?
Yeah, well...
I can understand nicknames. Okay, not so what? Bad, but this is, like, one of the really big ones.
Well, the Rambam clearly doesn't think, right? He thinks it's, right, it's, again, it's, yeah, yeah. Right? If we need to put someone who thinks it's a Guzma... Here you go. Okay, fine. Let's skip the next one. Okay, fine. But at any rate, whatever it is, right? So there's these two aspects to it. There's possibly two different Yisurim and Machane, or two different aspects to the Yisur of calling someone by a nickname or creating a nickname. Okay, fine. But as I said, the real question here is, okay, well, why is it really Yisur? Is it Yisur because it's some sort of subset of Malbim Nechavir Barabim? With the caveat that it's even if he's no longer embarrassed, or is it a problem that you're not giving him his name? So the way to figure that out is to look at the following sugya in Megillah. So the Gemara in Megillah says as follows: Shomel tamid was Rabbi Zeira, b'meh rech le'yamim. Why did you live so long? So Amar lehem, yamai lo ekpati b'toch beisi, because I was never, you know, angry and upset and demanding and exacting. V'lo tzaadi v'nei mishigadol menu, v'lo harti v'vo samet tunafas, v'lo achti arbanz, v'lo tor, v'lo tvilin, v'lo shandu v'vei samet, v'lo shinas kev, v'lo shinas arayi, v'lo shasti v'takal z'chaveri, v'lo karati chaveri, b'chani chaso, v'amri lo, b'chachi naso, or b'chani chaso. So the last thing that Abzera said is, why did I not live so long? Why did I live so long? Is because I didn't call people by their nickname, right? The way it appears in Chav Zayin. I mean, I was Lochanishi Shem Lachaveri. Okay, so the question is fine, but why the question the Rishonim all want to know is I don't understand. If you have no chelik in Olam Haba when you call somebody by a negative nickname, then what's the big deal? The Reb Zeira didn't call people by a negative nickname. We don't normally say you get Olam Haba for avoiding that which you get no chelik in Olam Haba for. Like, you know, that's I wasn't a murderer, I wasn't a rapist, and I wasn't a Ovid Avodah Zarah, and therefore I went to Olam Haba. It's like Mazel Tov. If Malbim Chaveru Barabim is such a terrible sin, so just avoiding it isn't sufficient. So Rishonim argues, Satosu says, Lo Chanisi Shem L'Chaveru, what does that mean? Afilu Kinoi Deloha V'Ginai. V'ha Darmi Mechana Shem L'Chaveru L'Chol Olam Haba, Hainu V'Kinoi Shal Pekam Mishpacha. Satosu said, there's two different values here. If you give someone a negative nickname, you call them by a negative nickname, in L'Chol Chelak Olam Haba. There's a kiyum of not even calling someone by a good nickname, and a a parav nickname, meaning just giving someone a nickname. So here, the simplest way of understanding Tosos is that the Isser of Mechan Hashem Chavero is a problem of Malbim Chavero Barabim. But there's a second issue, which is, right, and this is something you're Zochet Olam Haba for, is if not only do you not denigrate someone by calling them with a negative nickname if you give them the respect of calling them by their name. Or, as we'll see, possibly connecting this to Shema Garim, right? That there are spiritual benefits to calling someone by their name because it reflects their essence. You give people the kavod of calling them their name. You give them the spiritual powers that come from their name, right? I believe the stories are told with Chazanish, that the Chazanish was very makbar on this. He thought there was a spiritual benefit to calling someone by their full name, and therefore, he very much believed that you should call your kids by one name and not a middle name, because if you call them by a middle name, chances are they won't be called by their whole name. And if there's a kiyum, a positive kiyum to giving someone their name, so then you don't get it. Now, for Tosos, this isn't the problem of Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro. This is the kiyum of Lo Karati Shmei, Lo Kiniti Shem L'Chaveiri. But, as right, Feldman points out, you could read this, potentially, right? Tosos doesn't think this, but you could take the same svar and say that's really the problem with Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro. It's not just that you're embarrassing him. It's that a name reflects someone's essence, spiritually and metaphysically and whatever. And therefore, when you call them by a negative name, even if it doesn't embarrass him, it's usur because it objectively lowers his value. It's taking away from his shame, from his essence. Now, Tosos doesn't think that, but other...
This has nothing to do with Barabim.
Correct, there's nothing to do with Barabim.
Before you read, I think it did.
What? I mean, according to this, you would not be Rabbim, yeah.
This was a problem we had. Doesn't Tosos have to come up with some way of objectifying what is a good name and what is a bad name? Because otherwise, it's really just depends on whether the person's embarrassed.
Correct, but it could just be... Yeah, but meaning, according to Tosos, it sounds like he wouldn't even call somebody, I don't know...
that wouldn't embarrass them?
Yeah, like I said, the way the Chazanish took it is that, you know, someone whose name is, no, not even that, is, you know, is Mordechai, you shouldn't call him Morty, because you're not giving him his name. That's a kinoi. It's not a negative kinoi. There's Bechal not a negative kinoi, but you shouldn't call him even by a nickname, because you're not giving him his name. Now, that's not Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro. That's something you get Olam Haba for.
But Tosos is saying he wouldn't call him even by a name which is not a gnai, right? So... Unless you assume some sort of objective standard.
Correct, I assume. Well, in a Hanami, but I'm saying, to take it one which is clearly not, that's what I'm saying. Morty from Mordechai is Bechal not.
No, but according to the Tosfos, they have Gnai, maybe not the person himself, because in the end he said, Ainu bikinuyo shel pgam b'mishpacha.
Yes, I don't know if he's saying only that. I don't think if he was saying, you know, I called you, you know, if someone called someone, I don't know.
Yatom, for example.
Yeah, but I don't know. You think I don't know. I wouldn't be medayik from Tosfos. If someone gave someone the nickname idiot, like I would assume, right? That's negative. Like I don't. Yeah.
For him, but maybe here it's not negative for him himself. It's something by the family. But
I don't know. I assume that Tosfos is just taking his cue from the fact that the Gemara. When the Gemara gives examples, not here but throughout Shas, of what people would call people, the classic example is Mamzer. Right, which is Pagam Mishbacha. But I don't think that if you called him idiot, that wouldn't be Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro. Maybe Mamzer is worse, but I don't know.
But was it that they have something negative here?
No, Chanami, but the Tosfos are saying even if there's nothing negative, it's still a kium, you know, whatever, of something.
Because they have something negative in
them. I don't know.
Then why is it Pagam Mishbacha?
That's his example of something which is negative, but he's saying the kium of Rabbi Zeira was they didn't even say something which was positive or not negative. Positive, I'm not sure. Right, this is what the Mefarshim aren't sure about. What if you'd say something positive? Okay, now, but Tosfos clearly doesn't think that's the problem of Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro. Does anyone think that that's the problem of Machan Hashem L'Chaveiro? So if you continue, you look at the Rush, and then the Yavetz, you might get something. So the Rush is as follows. It's Tema. My Rebusa, lo kol olam asr l'chan Hashem L'Chaveiro, v'tzia berek hazav, rinei l'chal olam haba. So first he says, yesh lomar dafilo b'shem kinu yesh enu g'nai v'lo chinisi. First answer is like Tosfos. Inami, yesh lomer de lo ratzel lomer afilu ben ploni daber elai kemoshe karma olam ela karo bishmel. Right? Right? He has two answers. I'm not really sure how to distinguish. Right? The first one, he clearly says that the difference is negative versus pariv. The second one, sounds very similar to me, no?
Even a parvon.
Right, but he's saying.
Included in Machan Hashem,
right.
This is something which is not even.
Right, meaning this is saying it's not really a nickname. Right, meaning he's saying, right, he's going a step farther. He's saying maybe the Chiddush isn't just that you called him by no nickname, is that you didn't even call him by a nickname which isn't really a nickname. right? Like, for example, right, like a last name, right? People, oh, I just grew up, everyone called me Ziering. So according to the, I think maybe that's what the Rush is saying. I think that's what the Rush is saying, actually. I think that's what I thought when I saw it the first time. That he's saying, right, Tosfos says, you can't call people by nickname. But there's no problem that they're saying, you know, David is Ben Yishai, right? The Rush says, no, that's a problem because it's, the Chiddush of Reb Zeira is that you gave people his name. But again, the Rush thinks, again, this is the Kiyum of Reb Zeira, not the Isra of Mechana Shem. But the Yaivetz opens up the possibility that that's not the case, right? And he says, no. He says, what's the problem? Ki mar'esh eino machshivo l'kroso bishmo. The problem with not calling somebody a name is that you don't give him the chashivos of calling him by his name. And he refers you to this psikta der of Kahana. The psikta says, "Bnei ish ad makvo dilichli mavig omer bnei ish elo dog vafav tofel v'lama karos am bnei ish hein bnei Avram yitzchak Yaakov v'ein ish el Avram Avinu," etc. Right, David is describing the people who, who you know caused him trouble. And if you look at the second to last line, he says, "Amar David amadei adam machlim bechvodi v'korin oso osi ben Yishai." Maduelo ben Yishai, Raisi ben Li Yishai, ki lukulchem yitain ben Yishai, lis li shame. He said, I'm bothered by this. Why are you making it as if I don't have a name? Right? So the Yaivit says, what was the chiddush of Rabbi Zeira? That even not giving someone a negative name, right? Giving someone a nickname is denying their name in a positive sense. But it's clear here, right, that this is on a continuum with, right? This is on a continuum with negative names, right? He thinks that it's just an extension of, right? Because to clarify it, according to Tosfos and the Tosfos Rash, there's parev names and then there's negative names. According to the Yaivitz, Rabbi Zeira is being praised for not even doing things which are parev bordering on negative, right? Which means that he thinks that the Chiddush of Rav Zeira is actually on the continuum of Mechana Shem L'Chaveiro. Which leads me to suggest that perhaps the Yaivitz is going the direction Rai Feldman suggests, that really the problem with giving someone a nickname isn't so much the negative name you're giving them, it's the fact that you're not giving them their actual name. If not only do you not give them their actual name, but you transform their name into something negative, so then in L'Chaveiro K'lolam Haba. If you just take away their identity, like, you know, Doeg and Achitofel did to David, so then that's not technically Mechana Shem L'Chaveiro, but there's still something negative about that. So I would suggest, based on the evidence, maybe you start to see the hints of this idea that the problem of Mechana Shem L'Chaveiro isn't so much a subset of Malbim L'Chaveiro Chaveiro Ramim as much as a positive chiyuv to give somebody their identity, and you are denying that to them in the worst possible way by making it into something negative. And again, Rai Feldman points to number 50 to support this.
In the Gemara, many times they were wrong.
Correct. And there's
explains this wasn't his name.
Correct. Any full treatment of this, you'd have to go through every one, which some of the modern Achronim really do, but I'm not going to do it for lack of time. Not, what? Yeah. So many of the Mefarshim go through and try to figure out, well, how is every single time it comes up, how are they not really negative, or similar to what the Chavos Ya'ir does with insults, right? That every time the Gemara is an insult, he reinterpreted it. So when the Gemara says he was sleeping when he said this, he says what that means is that if he'd been thinking clearly, he couldn't have said it because he's so smart that, you know, or ein loch moch b'kod kodel. How can you say he has no brain in his head as a compliment? Well, if he had a brain, Yesh gvul to this, but okay, fine.
Yeah, this is a common thing, though. What's their actual name?
So now some of the Mefarshim, some of the Poskim say that all of this is only true with a negative or parav name. But if it's a positive nickname, like you're naming, calling them after their sefer or something like that, then that's actually fine because you're doing it to give them kavod, right? So some of the Mepharshim go in that direction. Though, if you want to see an extreme of someone who does not believe this, who thinks on this direction that there's a value of calling somebody by their name, look at the Pelagoich. I found this astonishing. It says, Ukvar azhara shamanu lizayr biyosef rekriya shema rabbanim shlo likros osam b'chani chasam. We aren't supposed to call rabbis by their nicknames. What is the nickname? Kimosha noagim ktsas lomer harav karo, harav alshich, harav elgazi v'chadome. What's usher to do? It's not a good thing. It's not usher. You shouldn't call Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Goldberg, because you didn't give him his first name. That's terrible. How do you call the Beis Yosef Harav Karo? What lack of respect. What about Harav Yosef Karo? Yeah, Moreno Harav, right? El Yoma Moreno Harav Yosef Karo. Moreno Harav Moshe Alshech. Or if you want to say what the Beis Yosef said about himself, what did you say? How does he describe himself? Yosef HaMechune Karo Asher Melech Malchei HaMlochim Chafetz Bikaro, which is how he describes himself in Magid Meisharim. Well, really, he says the Malach described him, that's how in Magid Meisharim. That's how you should call him. Al Achaz Kama Vekama Revarasinu HaKidoshim. Right? So this I found astonishing, right? That the Pelagoich is so convinced that there's a value to calling people by their name, that even calling them Rabbi X is a problem because you're not giving them their name. That's considered a nickname. This I find, like I said, I find this astonishing because, like, I don't know, when you go to Rabbi Miller, do you always call him Rabbi Shlomo Miller, or do you call him, you know, so by his first name
the
also?
Yeshiva, as you know, in the yeshiva vernacular, it's always in third person.
Yeah, so it's...
So does the Rosh Kailo, like, does Rosh Shlomo...
Right, and according to Pelagoich, it's all usher. Like, does the Rosh Kailo... No, does... You know, should call him by his full name, you know.
Does
Rosh Chaim
think that we should?
Oh, so, okay, so you're Yotze. That's fine. Good. So,
what?
No, for sure. I understand what the Pelagoich is saying. He's going the direction of the Chazon Ish. I just find it astonishing how much he takes it. Like, I have never in my life heard anybody who thinks that, like, you should Beshita not call people Rabbi X. You should call them Rabbi by their first name.
Usually today, when you bring the first name, it's less...
Exactly, it's less covered. Nowadays, oh, you think you're on first names, oh, you know. There's always the difference between Americans and Israelis and Gush. Like, the Americans, everyone in America called Rav Lichtenstein Rav Aaron, right? So we called Rav Aaron, the Israelis all called him Rav Lichtenstein, right? And, you know, Rav Aaron is more, you know, but according to Pelagoich, no, that's what you should do. It's, or you want to be nice. Moreno Harav Rav Aaron Ben Yechiel, fine.
He just wrote the Admor.
Yeah, you just go, whatever. Okay, I found this.
It's always different. It's like,
no, Hanami. The bigger you get, the more we... Then, when everybody knows, you're the God, no, then that's fine. Which is really what it was with Rav Aaron. Okay.
Is it okay if you just call him the first name, like Rav Moshe, or do you have to say Rav Moshe Feinstein? That's another...
No, so he just... I don't know. He says Moreno Harav Yosef Karo, so I guess that's what you should... I don't know. I don't know how little... Whatever. Anyways.
The last thing is not a name of distinction. It's just
family. Exactly. Well, that's his point, that Rav Karo is basically a nickname halachically. Okay. A few points that should be obvious in this. The Torah Lishma, which I'm going to, for simplicity, say this is the Ben Ish Chai. Honestly, we don't fully know that, because it is written under a pseudonym, and he claims that it was not written by him, it was written by the guy who wrote the pseudonym, and he signs it with a different name, which is Hakatan Yecheskel Kachli, except it is probably just a pseudonymous, right, work by the Ben Ish Chai, who was Motzi Lor. But whatever it is, it's considered a tshuva of the Ben Ish Chai. What?
Is it heretical to use another name like that?
Ironically, right? We're talking about the value of calling people by their names, and he's writing a pseudonymous. Fine. Okay. Fine. But anyways, see, the Torah Lishma was asked, Misha chotmo gadol imutar lekroso bal hachotem. If someone has a big nose, can you call him the guy with the big nose? So, Sheila, Misha chotmo gadol imutar lekroso bal hachotem, odil machashav zeknus, uvuchal loshen harafa aser, yore hamore, it's daka. Okay, whatever, I don't know. Fine. Tshuva. Mitzinu b'kama duchdi l'mar Shmuel dekara l'Rabbi Yehuda Shinina. Shmuel used to call him Shinina. V'yesh b'zeh shnei peirushim. Ha'echad Shinina charef u'mechudad. One pshat is sharp one. Hasheni peirush shinav gdolim. Oh, big-toothed one. U'shnei ha'peirushim heim ha'ksuvim b'sefer ha'aruch ha'in shav. They're already in the aruch. Says im kain lefi peirush hasheni nilmod l'nidon ha'sheila delist lan ba. So it must be that they didn't care about having big teeth. It wasn't an insult. Miu, therefore he says, okay, I don't know why this is a compliment, but his next point I think is obvious. Miu nira de davar zeh. Nidon lefi eis vazman ulefi daiton shalpani adam. Im darkan lahakbet al zeh. Im lav shemein davar zeh shagur mut ba umatzim in adam. Likrod ba lachotim adam sheesh lachotim gadol reza chodim nos faser. Said it depends. If people find big nose is an insult, they don't call them guy with the big nose. If people find it to be a compliment or they don't care, and that's the generation, fine. You know, for example, right? Calling someone fat, right? Bizman is that, it's a terrible thing to call somebody fat. Everyone wants to be thin. In the time of the Gemara, obese one, right? It was like a compliment, right? Like, you know. Exactly, you know, Rabbi Yochanan, you know. Right, they were Balbasar. It was just a beautiful thing to call people. So he says, Pashtos is that whatever is an insult is judged by time. Okay, I just collected a bunch of interesting points. We don't have to dwell on them. Yeah?
If there's objectively something that's called a shame ra and a shame not ra, so couldn't it be problematic even if this person is not insulted by being called big?
There probably are things like that. I assume mamzer is always going to be a terrible thing to call somebody.
But what if it doesn't insult them? He doesn't care.
So again, that's a problem. Yecholiot, maybe.
Yecholiot.
Look, no, Yecholiot. I'll say it this way: the Achronim have a tendency, which you know, as we've lived in the 500 years since the Achronim started, to try to objectify everything. Rishonim tend to be like, well, you know, Tvei this, Pachos that, you know, whatever. That's my tendency here. Is I don't know. Like in a Chanami, it's hard to objectify.
Is it a thing or not? Do we have to be worried? No, about objectively shame ra. Like,
I don't.
Also seems to be implying.
Maybe
objective shame ra.
Does he say objective? He just says. I don't know if he says objective. It's just
something which is a gnai.
I don't know. I think you could read. I do think you could read it. The Torah Lishman Tetzos. Whatever people nowadays consider a bad name, you don't call them. Whatever is parav bismanas is fine. I don't know. It's objective. As much. It's quantifiable, but not objective. I think that's how I would say it. I think it's somewhat quantifiable. Obviously, it's going to be borderline cases, right? Because certain things, you know, are going to depend. Some people.
The question is, does it depend on the person or does it depend on society?
I think both.
Society?
Right. No, I think if the person thinks it's negative, so obviously it's usher. If society thinks it's negative, I think it's also usher, right? If I think that's my tendency. I think that it's either the person or society. You know, meaning sure. Following Rashi, maybe it's a combination of kavana and what people feel, right? Meaning if somebody very much feels, and I actually met someone who was like this once. Someone actually is very convinced of the Gemara's standards of beauty and actually thinks it's a compliment to be overweight. So if you refer to them as fat, they take it as a compliment because they are thinking Rabbi Yochanan. If you mean it as a compliment and they take it as a compliment, the fact that society doesn't, I would think maybe it's mutter, right? Maybe. Because if you follow Rashi, it's totally kavana. But if you want to insult them and you just know they don't care because they think it's a compliment, I think it would be us. I think. That's my feeling. Okay, a few points that come up. Again, these aren't things you have to think about, overthink about, but they're just worth mentioning. Okay. One, Chazon Ish used to say, and this is quoted in the Sefer L'Re'acha Kamocha, that because there's such a problem with calling people by negative nicknames, what you should try to do is not to give your kids terrible names. Right? If you give your kids terrible names, that's going to lead to them being made fun of for their name, right? So just be smart. I think that's a good practical piece of advice. And the Chazon Ish adds, and this is important because not everyone knows this, this includes if you're naming him after your grandmother, right, who has a terrible old Yiddish name, don't say, oh, I'm naming after my grandmother. No, this overrides that, right? What brings to mind is the famous story of Chinka. You know Beis Chinka? So the story behind Beis Chinka, as I heard it once, there was a woman, a wealthy woman, who never, I think she never got married, and when she was dying, she didn't want people to, I might be mixing stories, but she didn't want people to name their kids Chinka. She said, look, it was a good name in whatever, 1855, it's not a great name in whatever. But she, on the other hand, wanted that people should remember her. So what she did was she donated money to build a wedding hall, which has a fund, is endowed, that whenever there's a Yasam or a Yasoma that gets married, the wedding is covered by the endowment. And she said that would be the shame, because she didn't want people to call their kids Chinka and have them be made fun of. So she came up with a way of remembering it, which, as I heard the story. Okay, fine. Another one which I just found interesting was the Chazon Ish said, an example of a bad name is Yekka, right? You shouldn't call people Yekkas. Now, I don't know if this is true, Bizman Hazeh, whether it carries the negative connotation. It obviously once did. The reason people were called Yekkes is because they were the ones who changed what you wore, and you wore a short jacket instead of a long jacket, right? And they were the, you know, Modernisha people who did that. And it's just horrible.
They also have an undermeaning that you are...
right, you're punctual. You're punctual. Yeah. So it depends. In the Heights, you call someone a Yekka, it's a compliment. They're like, yeah, in a chanami, you know.
Play it together.
Exactly. You know, there, they want everyone to come on time. When you understand, oh, you're fine. Okay. I just said interesting. I don't know. Fine.
Yeah,
now.
It was exactly 5 minutes.
Exactly. Reb Chaim Kanievsky apparently says, this is, you know, simple proud in the Gemara, that the real Isser, right, that the Gemara rails against is calling somebody by the name all the time. Calling them a name once, you know, is clearly not a terrible thing. I mean, it might be bad, but it's not mechana shem lechaver. It's clear that it's davar haragil. That's what Chaim Kanievsky points out, which is pretty clear. Okay, I gave you in number 55, if you really are interested in going through all the possible permutations of this, so Rav Neria Gutel has a 30-page article on this topic, because he notes in the army, it's very standard that people call people by all types of nicknames, so he wanted to figure out under what circumstances is mutter, and what circumstances is it not mutter, and he traces, as he assesses it, the position of the Rambam, Rashi, Tosos, and the Rush of all types of different names. I gave you the chart. I don't want to go into it. The point is, there's a wide variety of exactly how you define this. Fine. Okay, in 56 and 57, the Rambam, going back to Jeffrey's point before, says, why is it that you get no chelak in Olam Haba if it is an avera kal? He says, because it's so kal, right, people don't even think about it, and they end up doing it all the time. That's the whole point. It's because of the kalud that you end up doing it all the time. That's why you have no chelak in Olam Haba, because as Rav Lichtenstein once said, right, mibchinat the local avera, mezid is worse than shogeg. But in terms of your long-term chance of doing tshuva, shogeg is worse than mezid. Because if you can justify what you didn't say, it was only an accident, the chances that you're ever going to do tshuva are much less. So at some level, on a practical level, mezid is better than shogeg. Not actually better, but you have a better chance of doing tshuva. The Rambam is basically the same thing. Avir kalot are hard because they're so light that you end up doing them all the time and it becomes entrenched, and that's why it's such a problem. Okay, Rav Moshe comments on this a bit. You can read it inside. The last point I want to make here in, I think it's the last point. Yeah, last point? Yeah, look, last point of the sugya. The last point that I want to make here in this sugya is, does the prohibition of causing pain to people, right, of onaz dvarim and all the related yisurim, does it apply when you're not actually saying something? And that has a few implications. So one of them, which I think is obvious, is what the Yoreim says, that it clearly does apply even if you mean to hurt somebody, even not with words, you violate Onaz Dvarim, right? It's 59. Right? Meaning if you purposely give someone an insulting glare, right? Like you sit there, someone's giving a shear, and you just like stare them down, right? And like, or the whole time are, you know, tutting and, you know, making all types of, whatever, without saying anything, obviously violate Onaz Dvarim. That should be obvious. Now, the Chazir Chasidim has an interesting implication of this, which is if you're a big Talmud Chacham and you go and sit in somebody's shir with a lesser Talmud Chacham than you, you shouldn't do it because it's Onaz Dvarim, right? Or not Onaz Dvarim, it's just Usser, right? Because you make the guy grossly uncomfortable, which, for the record, is true. Ever try giving Chabur to Lichtenstein? It is true. Not that Lichtenstein was violating Onaz Dvarim. I was giving Chabur a tour of Lichtenstein so he could critique it. That doesn't make it any less scary, but assuming Lichtenstein would just, you know, pop into my shear just to make me uncomfortable, which he never would have done, right? It'd be Usser. You know, right? Ray Turchiner said that's what happened when he first came to Toronto. Reshechter didn't mean to do it, but they had a big launch for the Kollel, and they invited all the Rashi Yeshiva, and they were having like a round robin of shearim. It's the middle of giving a shear, you know. He hadn't given, you know, he'd been in Allentown for 12 years, hadn't given, you know, it was the first time giving a shir as, you know, Rosh Kollel, and, you know, he was still uncomfortable. Rosh Hashanah sits down in the middle of his shir, and he said, it's a gross, you know. Rosh Hashanah wasn't trying to make him comfortable. He tried to show kavod, but it's really an uncomfortable situation sometimes. Okay. Fine. But Now, some of the achronim, this is quoted in the by Rav Bloy, think that gezel shena is a function of onas dvarim. Okay, yacholiot. What's most interesting to me, though, is not the question of all these things. These, fine. The fact that you can violate onas dvarim without verbalizing is not a chiddush to me. The question that's more interesting is, what if what you're going to do is going to cause pain to somebody, but that's not what you meant to do? Like, not like it's not, it was an accident. Like, you know it's going to cause pain, but that's not why you're doing it. Is that onas dvarim or not? So there, Rav Moshe was asked the shaila, can a younger brother get married when his older brother isn't getting married? He's going to cause his brother anguish. Is that asur or not? So Rav Moshe said, no, that's obviously mutter. I gave you the whole tshuva in 63. I don't have to read it. But he said, no, that's mutter. Because onas dvarim isn't about causing pain. It's about doing something to cause pain. Right? Words are not. If you get married before your older brother, it may cause him pain, but you're doing it because you want to get married. That's mutter, right? Exactly. Intent is the issue. If it's something is not defined as a painful act, it's just that an embarrassing act, just that he takes it that way, I'm sorry, it's painful, but that's not onas dvarim. That's an important point to make. Now, Rav Moshe notes that here you have the added svaros of it's a mitzvah, of puravu, of marriage, but fundamentally, Rav Moshe says, no, onas dvarim is what I mean to cause pain, however I mean to cause it. But if it happens because of what I'm doing, that's not onas dvarim. And one of the articles I read, now I don't remember which one, notes that you see this as well. The poskim have long discussions of whether you have to listen to your parents when they tell you, I don't want you to marry such and such. And the poskim read that following the Maharik and Shuvakuf Samach Vav, the Ramah poskens this way, say, no, your parents have no right to tell you who not to marry, even if it's going to cause them pain. So he notes that even though the discussion there is not Onas Dvarim, the fact that Onas Dvarim never comes up there shows you, like Rav Moshe, that if you're doing something, the guy isn't marrying this person just to spite his parents. He's marrying the person because he wants to marry the person. His father doesn't like it. It's causing pain. It's embarrassing him. Okay. What, you know, what are you supposed to do, right? Onas dvarim means you can't try to hurt somebody. It doesn't mean you can't do anything which is going to cause someone pain. In your own life, you have the right to make decisions which might be painful to other people. Okay, so that is it.